Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 226 for Thursday, January 15th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly lower Thursday as a sharp drop in Chicago soybeans spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola was up a dollar to down $4, the March contract down $2.80 at $451.20. Activity was on the choppy side as volatility in the outside currency and energy markets served to keep some caution in the grains and oilseeds. Continued fund buying had provided some early support, but canola ran into resistance to the upside and the turn lower in soybeans triggered a round of long liquidation in the Canadian market as well. A slowdown in end-user demand, with many commercials thought to be covered for the time being, contributed to the softer tone. Milling wheat and durum were both untraded, but barley saw some activity today, moving up $9 in both the March and May contracts. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all down, with the biggest losses in beans. Soybeans are down 14 to 18 cents, the March contract down 17 at $9.92 per bushel. Solid export demand did provide early strength for beans, with the USDA reporting weekly sales of over a million tons. However, soybeans were unable to hold on to any gains, and the eventual turn lower triggered sell stops as prices dropped below key support. Signs of softening demand for soy oil and meal also weighed on prices, although the monthly crush pace was strong in a report out this morning. In other news, Informa Economics released updated planting estimates, predicting U.S. soybean acres in 2015 at a record 88 million acres. While the area would be the largest ever, it was still down from the company's December forecast by about 800,000 acres. The company predicted U.S. corn area in 2015 at 88.6 million acres. That would be down by 2 million from last year, but still ahead of an earlier estimate. Corn futures were down 1 to 3 cents, the March contract down a penny at $3.80. In addition to the acreage report, chart-based activity was also a feature. Steady demand did provide some underlying support for beans, or corn. Wheat, meanwhile, was down 1 to 5 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 4 at $5.34 per bushel. Speculative money flows were behind much of the weakness as fundamental data was relatively supportive for wheat. Informa pegged U.S. wheat acreage at 54.8 million acres, that would be down by 2 million from last year. In addition to the smaller U.S. acreage base, export restrictions from both Russia and now Ukraine should open the door for more U.S. business going forward, and that could boost demand. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, January 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.